So let's start by getting our motivation correct. There's a lot of reasons, a lot of bad reasons to be here. Like, I couldn't think of anything else to do over the weekend in Hawaii. Or, I'm going to come to this thing so I can learn more and impress my friends about how smart I am. That would be a bad motivation. Or, I'm here to become better than other people. Yeah? I'm here to become a big-time spiritual practitioner, yogi, yogini. And then I'll really tower over those slobs, you know, rest of the slobs who didn't come. Yeah? Bad motivation. So there's really two good, proper motivations for coming to a retreat like this or taking a teaching, and they kind of turn out to be the same motivation. The first motivation is, I just want to be happy. I want to learn how to be happy. And that is a proper motivation. We talked about it last night. Why is a proper motivation? I just want to be happy. I can't be a helper if I'm a helpee. Yeah? There are two kinds of people in the world, helpers and helpees. And if you're, you know, not, if you're broken, if you're unhappy, if you're stressed out, if you're, you know, got some sorrow ahead, you are a helpee. What are you going to do for me? Everyone's got to do something for me. And your job is to learn how to be a helper. And you have an opportunity to do that. You are fortunate. There are many who never will have the opportunity that you do this weekend. Ever. They'll go through their whole life without ever hearing the kinds of things that you hear this weekend. And they will always be helpees. So it is your job. I call it like noblesse oblige. You know that term? French term? The obligation of the nobility. You are the nobility. You are the spiritual nobility on the planet. By virtue of being here, you have become part of the nobility of the planet. And so you have an obligation. So that's the second motivation. Okay? First motivation is to get fixed as quickly as possible. I'm here in order to get fixed as quickly as possible. I'm here in order to learn how to be a happy person. And so I can help others. That's the second motivation. So I can be of real use to others. You can't help drowning people if you don't know how to swim. Yeah? So we're here to learn how to swim. And so it's, you know, a classic case of, you must have your cake and eat it too. You must learn how to be happy so that you can help other people learn how to be happy. You see? Must. If you don't know how to be happy, how can you help other people? Like, you know, I really want to help you. Well, you know, do you know how to be happy yourself? No, but I'd really like to help you be happy. You see, it makes no sense, right? It's like walking around with a scalpel going, could I do brain surgery on you without an MD degree? See, without a medical degree. Do you mind if I do some brain surgery on you? Well, yes, actually I do. Don't try and help me. If you don't know how to be happy yourself, don't try and help me be happy, you see? It's actually a very good, it's a very good gauge. You know, you're a little bit different than the people who wandered in last night, okay? You're a little more hardcore. So, you know, I was just coddling these people last night. You know, it was just fun and games last night. So, but this weekend, no fun, you know, it's now triple X time. It's time to get serious, okay? So no coddling, no kid gloves when it comes to people like you, you know. So, you know, you got to use this weekend to get armed and dangerous. Armed and dangerous to your unhappiness, to your mental afflictions, okay? We're going to give you all the tools that you need, all the weaponry, all the sort of weapons that you can stick in your trunks as you go into the rage in the cage with your mental afflictions. You ever seen those wrestling matches where they get in the cage? And I used to be a big fan of wrestling, you know, pro wrestling, the fake wrestling. No, I'll tell you, I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid, and it was my grandfather and I bonded over professional wrestling. He was a very well-educated man. He was a minister. He had a PhD, a doctorate of theology. He had a church and he used to drive my dad crazy because my grandfather and I would watch, you know, would sit around watching wrestling matches, and my dad would go, you know, this is all fake. And we go, no, no, it's not fake at all. My grandfather was, no, it's not fake. My dad would just go crazy about this. So anyway, you see these, like, you know, these rage in the cage, they call them, you know, where they put the two wrestlers in a cage and only one guy is going to walk out. That's what you should do with your mental afflictions. You should be getting ready for the rage in the cage. No more coddling them, okay? No more molly coddling your mental afflictions. And saying, whoa, I can't help it. I got angry. I couldn't help it. Or, oh, I'm proud. Or, oh, I'm jealous. And this is just the way it is. And, oh, I'm envious. And, you know, oh, and I'm unhappy. And I'm a helpee. And that's just the way it is, okay? Noblesse oblige. Time to get serious. Time to get armed and dangerous and start stuffing some, you know, brass knuckles down your trunks so that when you're in the rage in the cage, you can pull out the illegal weaponry and start smacking your anger with that, okay? As the referee turns his face. Those things are hilarious. You ever watch them? They're completely lawless. The referee is completely ineffectual. Always. Always. It was one of the pivotal turning points in my whole life. It was one of my first disillusionments. It was when I first started waking up to the realities of samsara. I must have been 8, 10. And, you know, I was living in St. Paul, Minnesota, watching pro wrestling. And as we all knew, in St. Paul, Minnesota, the world champion pro wrestler was Vern Gagne. Vern Gagne was the world champion. And Vern Gagne, you know, there's two kinds of wrestlers. There was the good guys and the bad guys. And Vern Gagne was a good guy. And he would like, you know, he would go like a collegiate wrestler. And he would start the wrestling match like that until, you know, the bad guy just pushed him too far. And then he would kind of go dirty also. And he was always winning. So I went to Omaha, Nebraska to see my grandfather. That was where he lived. And we watched wrestling together. And they had a different world champion in Omaha, Nebraska. And I go, what do you mean? Vern Gagne is the world champion. Who's this guy? Who's this poser world champion in Omaha? And that was like the beginning of the end for me. I'm like, wait a minute, you can't trust anything around here. The samsara is a big setup. Disillusionment with samsara, okay?